sermon you are about to hear is based on actual true events from history. It is summer in the year 1776. Saturday morning services are about over at Congregation Beth Elohim in Charleston, South Carolina.
Shabbat shalom, everybody. The kids grabbed some yummy pastries from the oneg table and they ran outside to play while their parents talked inside. Hey, let's play war. I'm fighting for freedom so we can have our own American country and not be controlled by the British. Pow, 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 pow. I want to be General George Washington. No, Max, I'm going to be General George Washington. No, I want to be the general.
Well, I'm going to fight for the British. The British have been good to us and to all the Jews. My grandparents escaped from Europe to England to have a better life.
Well, the British are taking lots of money away from my parents' business and they don't give us any rights. It's not fair. We want our freedom.
You are a rebel. You're just an England-loving Tory.
Tory, 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 Tory. Hey, don't be mean. Don't you remember what the rabbi told us all? He said, we might disagree about politics, but we are all one Jewish family, and we have to stick together.
I guess you're right, Sam.
Well, little did they know that they would need to be sticking together sooner than they thought. In the middle of the week, a temple meeting was called.
Jews, gather round. Come to the synagogue.
Well, all the Jewish families of Beth Elohim, who lived up and down King Street in Charleston, gathered together in the little sanctuary. Everybody came. Sorry, they're not taller and they don't stay up. But anyway, they're all there. The children wondered what was going on.
What's going on? I don't know.
Do you think it's about the War of Independence? I think a new unit of revolutionary soldiers is going out from Charleston. Maybe it has to do with that.
Well, the president stepped forward.
Hear ye, order, order, everyone. We have an important temple announcement to make.
I'd like to turn this over to our rabbi.
Oh, there's the rabbi.
Thank you, Jacob. Many of you know that Captain Richard Lushington of the Continental Army has asked for volunteers to fight with his company against the British. Well, it turns out that most of our men in our small temple have bravely decided to join Captain Lushington's unit. In fact, even our own temple cantor, Cantor Mendes, will be joining the fight.
Yes, I am. I am fighting for freedom.
Well, if you are joining in the fight for American independence, please raise your hand.
I. Well, it turned out 22 of the men in their own little temple were all going to fight in the war. The children were surprised to see that most of their fathers would be joining up. They were sad, but they understood how important it was for them to support this battle to be their own free country. The rabbi continued speaking. A very important message I want to give to all of you, my congregation, and especially you children. Everyone in our congregation has a different idea, has their own idea about this fight for independence. Some of you feel loyal to the British. Some of you feel strongly that we need to have our own American country. Many of you are about to put your lives on the line for this fight. I want you to know that even with our differences, we are one Jewish family. We love and take care of each other. We will say prayers every day that our men return home safely. And of course, you children will be cared for. Everyone will look out for you. Well, the days and weeks went on, and the people who were left at home in the congregation looked out for each other. On one Shabbat, the children sat outside with their own egg cookies, and they talked. "We got a letter from my dad today. He says he misses us, but they are fighting bravely. Hey, we should make them something to remind them of home. We should make them something that reminds them of our temple and of being Jewish. How about a Hanukkah menorah? No, it's too big. They can't carry that around with them. And where would they get the candles? I know, what about prayer books? Ah, they're so big and bulky. Ah, they thought and thought, what is something small and Jewish they can make for their men fighting the war? I know, let's make them special red, white, and blue kippahs to wear under their hats. And they can say liberty like our South Carolina flag. Let's get started as soon as Shabbat is over." Well, the kids all told the adults, and they all got together, and everybody from the community came together, and they sewed, and they worked, and they colored, and finally, they made so many beautiful red, white, and blue kippahs for their men fighting the fight. And they were not only had 22 of them for their men who were fighting, but they had 10 more for the other Jewish men who were in this unit, the most Jewish unit in the entire colonial army. So they decided it's time to send them off. It's time to send them off. It's time to send them off by mail to the men. So when the postman came the next day, she delivered them to the military Washington's unit, and they were taken off. And the children couldn't wait to hear. They were so excited. Days went by, weeks went by, and finally, one day, a letter arrived. A letter. Thank you. Great delivery. Let's see the letter. Well, it was addressed to the temple, and they received the letter. The president of the congregation, I forget which one he was, I think this one, the president of the congregation read the letter to the congregation. Oh, our dearest temple brethren, we are so grateful for your gift to us of special patriotic kippahs that we can wear to remind us of our families and our Jewish community. We wear them under our three-cornered hats, and they give us strength and courage. We wore all of them in the Battle of Beaufort only a week ago, and even though the British were more powerful, we won the battle. We know it's because you were all with us in spirit. We try to light some candles for Shabbat if we're able every week, and we look forward to when we can return home again. With devotion, the soldiers of Congregation Beth Elohim. Everyone was so excited, and they looked forward to the day when they would come back, and the war finally ended, and their unit did lose a few people, but all the children of Beth Elohim got their fathers back again. And some of them had hurt legs or hurt arms, but they were still back, and the families all came together, and every one of them kept and wore their special kippahs for years to come, as it reminded them how grateful they were to live as Jews in a wonderful and a free country that they were part of creating. Well, our story is over. But I would like to share a few facts with you about this sermon, because a lot of it is true. Most of the men of Beth Elohim in Charleston, South Carolina, did go off and fight with one military unit in the Revolutionary War. There were so many Jews in this one unit, it became known as the Jew Company. After everyone returned home from the war, the group built a new synagogue building, and sadly, in a very big Charleston fire, it burnt down in 1838, but a new one was built in 1840, and it's used today. It's the second oldest synagogue building in America. Beth Elohim is proud of their history as helping the United States become a free country, just as we are proud of everyone, Jews and non-Jews alike, who helped create a land founded on values of liberty and respect for all. We will join together in singing a 4th of July favorite at TBS, Beth Schaefer's Children of Freedom, and you can find it in your service booklet.